The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 17, 1976, in New York.
The preaching is going on. Nobody has become our student.
Among the Indian people.
Indian or European?
Yes.
American, it doesn't matter. Since you are preaching there.
Yes.
Has anybody joined this movement?
No, sir. I have been begging. I have been begging people. Now, I know that two American people will become steadfast and I will make them, I'll make sure that they join the movement. Mm. But among the Indian people, this is the problem.
Well, then you have joined.
I have joined. I'm a life member. I come to the temple. I study your books all the time. I have your photo. I do your aarti every day without fail. Without fail. Nayan Bhiram came to my house 2 weeks ago. And I showed him everything. Krishna and your photo next to it. And I every day do puja. Complete vegetarian and we are doing aarti every day. First occasion is to you, my father, mother and Krishna.
Your father and mother here?
No, sir. No. They are dead now. They have expired, but I still offer my obeisances to them. First obeisances to you, then to Krishna, then to my father, mother, and then I start my puja. Yeah. And I do complete aarti and everything. Because I want your blessings. I wish that I have a guru like you every birth after birth. But one of the problems, Prabhupada, personally, I have found among the Indian people is that because we are used to so many demigods, they still don't accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are so many arguments I get.
There is like, no question of argument.
No.
It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita.
Yes, sir.
But if they do not accept Bhagavad Gita as the authority,
yes, sir,
then they are fools.
Yes, they are.
The fools cannot be enlightened. That is it.
And this is one of the biggest problems.
If they do not accept the authority, then they're fools.
Yes. After I teach Gita and I try to tell them to please sing bhajan.
That is not their fault. Even the big, big leaders of India.
Yes.
Even Gandhi. They do not know, actually. Therefore, you are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. The Bhagavad Gita has been misinterpreted, misused by the leaders, by the politicians, by the so-called brothers. Everyone has misused Bhagavad Gita.
Yes, sir. Even I'll tell you one thing, that Swami Chinmayanand, although he is great. He is great, but I'll tell you what happened.
Great means great food.
Yes. In third chapter, where Krishna is saying, renunciate everything to me. Mm. Okay? And the word matam is used. Matam. Now, Swami Chinmayanand is saying, that's my opinion, that's what Krishna is telling. And they will be freed of all the work. And you have written, matam means scriptural injunctions. And I try to show to the students who come to the class that this is the difference. Look at this, very big difference. Because if Krishna is only giving his opinion, then he is talking like a diplomat, not talking like God. But if he says, this is the law, and I explained to them that like Bible has got 10 commandments.
Saying, even Krishna says giving his opinion.
Yes.
That's taking it as it is. Krishna says, matta parataram nanyat. So he is the supreme authority. So supreme authority is matam.
Matam.
It's a high court judgment. There is no argument anymore. The judgment is given by the High Court.
It's a final decision.
Final decision. So, if Krishna is the supreme,
yes,
then who can give him better opinion than him? Argument says, even if you say, any gentleman will say like that. That Jaisra Krishna says, Sarvadhanvan Paritya Mahami Kama Saranam Braja. You do it. He is Supreme Lord. He can force you. But he does not do that. So although his matam is the supreme, but as a gentle preacher he says, that is my matam. But if you are Sam, if you know that Krishna is the supreme authority, then his matam is final.
And that's why I try to show the difference to people, that please follow Prabhupada's Gita and please make sure that when you read Gita as it is. And this is why I'm trying to show the difference to people. Personally, there is only one question I have, and that is, throughout all the Srimad Bhagavatam that you have translated so far, I see all the time any like Kardam Muni or all other great sages, whenever they do tapascharya, every time Mahavishnu comes down. Now, I know that throughout other, even back to Godhead, you have considered Mahavishnu as an expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yet Mahavishnu is coming every time as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So what is the subtle position here?
There is no difference between, just like it has been explained in the Brahma Sangita. Just like one candle, then you kindle another candle.
Yes.
Then you kindle another.
Yes.
Another.
Yes.
So you say, this is first, this is second, this is third, this
yes.
is fourth. But so far candle power is concerned.
Yes.
They are all the same. Either you take first, or the second, or the third. So for the candle power is concerned, there is all the same.
Yes.
Still, you have to say, this is first, this is second, this is third,
yes.
this is fourth. God and His different expansions, they are same power. Ramadi mutti sukala niyamena tishthan nana mathar makarat bhuvane sukintu Krishna sayam samabhavat
paramakumanayo govindam adi purusham tamaham vajami.
So He is existing with all the incarnations. Ramadi mutti su.
Yes. Even Ramchandra.
Ram is not less than Krishna, but He is incarnation. This is the
concept. Because I was trying to refer to Govinda Kastam, where He says, Shri Krishna Radha Var Gopulesha Gopal Govardhananath Vishnu Jivve Pibashva Amrutamed Deva Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti. He is saying, Shri Krishna Radha Var Gopulesha Gopala Govardhananath Vishnu. That is why I was trying to say that is really, and I know that Krishna's expansion is Mahavishnu, but still, why do they say Govardhananath Vishnu? And yes. That's what I was trying to understand. Please don't misunderstand.
No.
I'm trying to Govardhan, understand from you.
Everyone is Vishnu Tattva.
Yes.
Vishnu Tattva, Jiva Tattva, Shakti Tattva,
yes.
like that.
Yes.
All of them are the Vishnu category.
Yes.
Vishnu Taya Vibhati. Vishnu Taya Vibhati. Deepa Chirivahi Dasan Taramapupetya Deepayati Vishnu Taya Vibhati. These things are good. Yeah. Godhead is Vishnu Tattva. So sometimes Vishnu, sometimes Narayana, sometimes Govinda, sometimes Krishna. Like that.
That's very nice, because one can understand very well. Because I always took Mahavishnu as the expansion of Krishna, but still when I went to Govinda Kastam, and then also like Brahma Samhita says, Yashe Ganeshvashita Kalam Mathavalambya Jivanti
Loma Vilaja
Jagadandanath Vishnura Maharasa Iha Yashya Kalavishesha Govindam Madhi Purusham Samhavajami. So he says, Mahavishnu is even one expansion of Krishna. Yet in Govinda Kastam they say Govardhan, Gopala Govardhan Natha Vishnu. Sri Krishna Radha Vara Gopalesha Gopal Govardhan Nathmi.
They are all Vishnu Pada. Vishnu Sahasranam Sotra.
Because many people, at least among the Indians, I get very big argument about it. That it is Mahavishnu who is Supreme Personality of Godhead and Krishna is only one avatara of His.
That argument is discussed in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. First Bhagavad Gita. See the contents. You come on it. When he discusses somebody, says Vishnu is the origin. So, children have any?
No children.
No children.
No children.
That is good. The responsibility.
I have decided that in about 5-10 years I'll work that much only. Afterwards I'm going to go to work for you.
Thank you. Have you got it?
Yes. The Krishna's Kaviraj quotes, Ete Chamsa Kalapum Sa Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. All these incarnations of Godhead are either plenary portions or parts of the plenary portions of the Purusha avatars, but Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. Then he says, the Bhagavatam describes the symptoms and deeds of the incarnations in general and counts Sri Krishna among them. This made Suta Goswami greatly apprehensive, therefore he distinguished each incarnation by a specific symptom. All the incarnations of Godhead are plenary portions or parts of the plenary portions of the Purusha avatars, but the primeval Lord is Sri Krishna. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the fountainhead of all incarnations. An opponent may say, this is your interpretation, but actually the Supreme Lord is Narayan, who is in the transcendental realm. He, Narayan, incarnates as Lord Krishna. This is the meaning of the verse, as I see it. There is no need for further consideration. To such a misguided interpreter, we may reply, why should you suggest such fallacious logic? An interpretation is never accepted as evidence if it opposes the principle of Scripture. As a quote, one should not state a predicate before its subject, for it cannot thus stand without proper support. If I do not state a subject, I do not state a predicate. First I speak the former, and then the latter. The predicate of a sentence is what is unknown to the reader, whereas the subject is what is known to him. For example, we may say, this Vipra is a greatly learned man. In this sentence, the Vipra is the subject, and the predicate is his erudition. The man's being a Vipra is known, but his erudition is unknown. Therefore, the person is identified first, and his erudition later. In the same way, all these incarnations were known, but whose incarnations they are was unknown. First, the word ete, these, establishes the subject, the incarnations. Then, plenary portions of the Purusha avatars follows as the predicate. In the same way, when Krishna was first counted among the incarnations, specific knowledge about him was still unknown. Therefore, the word Krishna appears as the subject, followed by the predicate describing him as the original personality of Godhead. This establishes that Sri Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. The original personality of Godhead is therefore necessarily Krishna. Had Krishna been the plenary portion and Narayan the primeval Lord, the statement of Suta Goswami would have been reversed. Thus he would have said, Narayan, the source of all incarnations, is the original personality of Godhead. He has appeared as Sri Krishna.
Everything is given. Logic,
yes.
Riti, Chan, Sukala, Punta, Krishna, Subhagavan. First of all, he is grouped among the incarnations. But Krishna is not incarnate. He is Bhagavan's son.
He comes original.
Yeah. So if you argue against the authority of Bhagavatam, then that argument has no value.
That's where the problem in India occurs. Everyone is saying always Mahavishnu. And Krishna and Rama are only avatars. And That's where the big argument came. In fact, I talked to so many
people. Otherwise, why Sutta Goswami, Krishna through Bhagavan Swayam?
That's right.
And Krishna says, Matta Parataram Nanyat. So how one can say like that? That means less intelligent. See, Krishna, if one accepts the authority of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Matta Parataram Nanyat. Aham Adirhi Devana. And how the Upanishad say? Aham Adirhi Devana. Find out these words.
Namai Vidur Suragana Prabhavamna Mahashaya. Ahamadiri Devanam Mahashinam Chasavasa.
Sarvasa. Sapadi. I am. Krishna Jodh Bola again?
No. Never. He has no reason to cheat us. He has no reason to lie.
Neither the house of demigods nor the great sages know my origin, for in every respect, I am the source of the demigods and the sages. As stated as stated in Brahma Samhita, Lord Krishna is the Supreme Lord. No one is greater than him. He is the cause of all causes. Here it is also stated by the Lord personally that he is the cause of all the demigods and the sages. Even the demigods and great sages cannot understand Krishna. They can neither understand his name nor his personality. So what is the position of the so-called scholars of this tiny planet? No one can understand why this Supreme God comes to earth as an ordinary human being and executes such commonplace and yet wonderful activities. One should know then that scholarship is not the qualification necessary to understand Krishna. Even the demigods and the great sages have tried to understand Krishna by their mental speculation, and they have failed to do so. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, also it is stated clearly that even the great demigods are not able to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They can speculate to the limits of their imperfect senses and can reach the opposite conclusion of impersonalism, of something not manifested by the three qualities of material nature. Or they can imagine something by mental speculation, but it is not possible to understand Krishna by such foolish speculation. Here the Lord indirectly says that if anyone wants to know the absolute truth, here I am present as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am the Supreme. One should know this. Although one cannot understand the inconceivable Lord who is personally present, he nonetheless exists. We can actually understand Krishna, who is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge, simply by studying his words in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. The impersonal Brahman can be conceived by persons who are already in the inferior energy of the Lord, but the personality of Godhead cannot be conceived unless one is in the transcendental position. Because most men cannot understand Krishna in his actual situation, out of his causeless mercy he descends to show favor to such speculators. Yet despite the Supreme Lord's uncommon activities, these speculators, due to contamination in the material energy, still think that the impersonal Brahman is the Supreme. Only the devotees who are fully surrendered unto the Supreme Lord can understand, by the grace of the Lord, that he is Krishna. The devotees of the Lord do not bother about the impersonal Brahman conception of God. Their faith and devotion bring them to surrender immediately unto the Supreme Lord, and out of the causeless mercy of Krishna, they can understand Krishna. No one else can understand him. So even great sages agree. What is Atma? What is the Supreme? It is he whom we have to worship.
In my class, I run into a lot of arguments, especially from our Indian people, and this is one of the biggest arguments that people pose. They say, why are you calling yourself Vaishnavas and not Krishnayas? Okay. If I call Krishna, I accept Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead. They say, then the question comes to me, why are you calling yourself Vaishnavas? Why not Krishnayas?
That already is expressed. Krishna, Rama, Vishnu, Narayana, they're all Vishnu Tattva.
Vishnu Tattva.
Therefore, Vishnu is the most common word for everyone. Just like candle. Everyone is candle. But still, this is first candle, this is second candle, this is third candle. The Godhead means all Vishnu Tattva. They are not Jiva Tattva. Therefore, those who are devotee of God, they are called Vaishnava.
This specific word Vaishnava, that refers to Vishnu, worshippers of Vishnu?
Yes. Vishnu Asya Devata Iti Vaishnava.
Throughout Vedas also, the Vishnu is the Yagneshwara.
Vishnu Aradhyate. Vishnu Aradhyate. Nanna Tattu Sukaran. Vannasama Chara, Vannasama Acharavata, Purushena Parapama. Vishnu Aradhyate. Vishnu Aradhana. Aradhananam Sarvesam. Vishnu Aradhanam Param. These are the Shastri. Vishnu Aradhana. Krishna Aradhana is also Vishnu Aradhana.
In fact, even Brahma Samhita. Brahmaji says, Yaha Karanara Navajale Bhajatishma. Yoga Nidram Ananta Jagadanda Saroma Kubaha. Adhara Shakti Mavalambaya Paramam Shamurtimam. Govindam Madi Purusham Tambayam. So Vishnu is creating all the planetary systems, he is in his Yog Nidra. He is the original Govinda and I worship him. So this is why the both names are used so synonymously. And that is why people are questioning me and I have a difficulty to answer them. Although I accept Krishna as the original personality of Godhead. But how to explain to them?
And these are the apparent.
All other incarnations are potent, are potentially situated in the original body of the primeval Lord. Thus, according to one's opinion, one may address him as any one of the incarnations. Purport. It is not contradictory for a devotee to call the Supreme Lord by any one of the various names of his plenary expansions, because the original personality of Godhead includes all such categories. Since the plenary expansions exist within the original person, one may call him by any of these names. In Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Lord Chaitanya says, I was lying asleep in the ocean of milk, but I was wakened by the call of Nada, Sri Advaita Prabhu. Here the Lord refers to his form as Kshiradakshay Vishnu. Some say, translation, that Sri Krishna is directly Naranarayan. Others say that he is directly Vaman. Some say that Krishna is the incarnation of Kshiradakshay Vishnu. None of these statements is impossible. Each of them is as correct as the others. Raghu Bhagavatamrita states, purport, Atayava Puranado Kechit Nara Sakat Matam Mahendranu Jatam Kechit Kechit Kshiravdi Shaitam Sahasra Shir Shatam Kechit Kechit Vaikuntana Tatam Bhuya Krishnasya Munayas Tattat Vrityanugamina. According to the intimate relationships between Sri Krishna, the primeval Lord, and his devotees, the Puranas describe him by various names. Sometimes he is called Narayan, sometimes Upendra, Vamana, the younger brother of Indra, king of heaven, and sometimes Kshiradakshay Vishnu. Sometimes he is called...
In fact, I remember very vividly that in Srimad Bhagavatam that you wrote, it was Kshiradakshay Vishnu who came down to bless Dhruva Maharaj when the planetary system started trembling due to his tapascharya. Kshiradakshay Vishnu. This is why people are questioning me continuously. Then, how can you call Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and not Vishnu? And I say, all are Vishnu Tattva. But it is very difficult to explain to them the actual position of Krishna. Because only through chanting...
That is decided by Bhagavatam.
Yes.
Ete chamsa kala apungsa. Krishna tu Bhagavan. That tu. The name Krishna, the incarnation of God, Krishna is unincluded. But this Krishna is the origin.
Ishwaraha Paramaha Krishna. That is the Ananda Vigraha. Anadira Adira Govinda Sarvakarana Karana.
But that is also explained. Even if you say Krishna is Bhavan, there is nothing wrong. If you believe that Krishna is the incarnation of Vishnu, there is nothing wrong.
I don't believe that.
No,
I believe Krishna is the Supreme Person.
We simply accept, yes, it is also.
Yes.
But that's a fact.
I ask them then.
Because when Krishna comes, he comes through.
Yes. I asked them then that explain the three Vishnus, Mahavishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu and Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. Even Vishnu himself has expanded. What to talk of Krishna? And then I asked them that Krishna came from which Vishnu? You tell me. If you can tell me that, then I'll accept that Krishna came from Vishnu. But if not, you have to accept my statement. That Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. And you will not know Him unless you chant. Unless you chant.
Sometimes Mahavishnu wanted to see Krishna. That is mentioned in the Bhagavad.
Yes. Krishna.
He took Arjuna with Him.
Yes, right. My father and mother did their entire lifetime of puja of Srinathji. Srinathji. We consider Srinathji.
Srinathji is Gopal.
Yes. Srinathji, we consider him as Krishna.
Yes, he is Krishna. He is our Gauriya Vaishnava. It is decided by the court.
Right.
Srinathji, the Madhavendra Puri is worshipped from Gopal. He discovered Gopal in Govardhan. That Gopal was delivered to who is the Acharya? Balavas. And it is decided by the court that Srinathji originally belongs to Gauriya Vaishnava by the court. Because Madhavendra Puri is the spiritual master of Ishwar Puri. And Ishwar Puri is the spiritual master of Chaitanya. Therefore Madhavendra Puri is Gauriya Vaishnava. So his deity is Gopal. That Gopal is Srinathji.
I think we have taken enough of your time, Prabhupada. I would love to stay with you, and I would like to invite you.
Why don't you stay here in our temple?
Probably I might. I want.
You have got ladies' department and gentlemen's department.
Yes. Yes. I would like to invite you to Poughkeepsie and stay with us, if it is possible.
Yes. How long it is?
100 miles north from here.
By car?
Yes, by car.
By car.
It should take about 4 or 5 hours.
No, 2.5 hours.
Ah.
2.5 hours.
Traveling is little difficult for me. There are many Indians?
There are about 150 Indian people. More 30% of them are Arya Samajists. They don't believe in anyone except doing Havan.
Second edition of Mahamidam.
Yes.
Arya Samaji means another edition of the Mahamidam.
Some are Shiva followers, Shivaites.
Arya Samaji, they do not believe in God.
No.
They have their Shiva followers.
No.
Husbands. No samadhi, but hajpaj.
Yes, it is. They don't know what is personality of
opportunity
God.
Opportunity follows.
Hajpaj, that's right.
Opportunist.
Opportunist.
Useless.
Yes.